Good morning and welcome to this episode of Step Into the Light. I am your host, Patty Sheen. Thank you for listening. On this show, we introduce listeners to people who have found their way out of the dark shadows of life and back to light, and those who, through various ministries and creative endeavors, lead others on their journey from darkness to light. For those of you who have been following the show, you know that for the past 3 weeks, and this will be the fourth, I have been talking about COVID-19. Today, I'll probably have a fairly short show. I'm just going to give a little rundown of what's been going on in my life, what has changed for me since this pandemic took over all of our lives, it seems. I want to apologize also that I did not get to record Tuesday morning. I had an appointment to take my little cat up to the vet for some dental surgery, and did not realize that it was going to conflict with my regularly scheduled broadcasting time, and therefore I want to apologize. So you're getting to hear me on Wednesday morning instead of Tuesday morning this week. Well, first of all, I wanted to say that there has been some changes since last week. There is a little bit of encouragement as far as the numbers of people who are being hospitalized from COVID-19, but that doesn't mean that we are out of the woods yet, folks. Especially here in Colorado, they are talking about expecting still a peak within the next week or two. The governor has recommended that everyone wear masks when they go out in public, and if you're on any kind of social media, you will see all kinds of discussions about that, about how to make your own mask and things like that. I did not venture out since that order until this morning when I did have to go to the vet. I happened to find a package of Ken men's handkerchiefs at my house that had never been opened. They're not the best. They're not the most comfortable, but they're big enough that I am able to cover my nose and mouth and tie them around behind me, and they stay secure. So that's what I've been using. I would not want to use them for any extended length of time, but for the little bit that I have been out, I was able to do that. So I did go up to the vet's office this morning, took my baby Duncan, my cat, up there for his surgery. The protocols they used was that I did not go inside the building at all. They came outside and got my pet. They gave me all of the instructions, and we did the payment arrangements and all of that over the phone. So I felt that that was very well handled. On the way home, I debated about whether to stop at the grocery store. Actually, I had planned on doing a call-in for groceries, and when I got into town, I saw there were only two cars at the whole store, so I thought, okay. I went ahead and got masked up and gloved up and went on inside, and of the people that I did encounter, not only in the store, but driving through town and so such, I would say maybe 50% of people are being compliant with the wearing of masks. And as I was just listening to a broadcast on the news before I started the show, this is not something that has been mandated. This is something that has only been recommended. They also brought up the important point that the mask is not to protect you from other people. It is to protect other people from you. The reason for that is that, as we know now, this COVID-19 virus is particles, whether from coughing or sneezing or whatever. And if you expel those particles in the presence of someone else and you have that mask as a barrier, that is a huge help. And also, despite the mask, we are to continue to maintain that 6-foot distance. That's something else I did. I had a pretty good idea in my head of what 6 feet was, looking across the floor, for example. But the other day I got out a tape measure and I thought, well, let me just measure it. And I was surprised to see that my kitchen table from end to end is not even 5 feet. So that gave me a perspective on how far 6 feet really is. It's a fair distance away from another person. A friend of mine commented that if you take somebody like John Wayne or James Arness or some of the famous Western actors from back in the day, they were all 6 feet and over. If you take them and lay them on the floor, Would you be able to lay one of those guys on the floor between where you're standing and where the person that you're speaking to is standing? So I thought that was an interesting analogy. I really enjoyed the ACMs last night. I really enjoyed that show. I thought it was quite neat the way people, very famous people, pulled together and presented the show from the isolation of their homes. It made me acutely aware of the fact that no one is exempt from this. I doubt that any of these people are having their social gatherings as is the norm out there in Hollywood or in Nashville or any of these places where celebrities tend to gather. I think they're all taking this pretty seriously, and it's exciting to see all of the money that people donating to different causes to help other people who are in need right now. I thought it was interesting that I have not been to Walmart since the 16th of March. And usually I make at least a once a week trip there, if not more. I have not bought gas from my vehicle since the 17th of March, which goes to show how little I have been out on the roads. This is very unusual for me because I'm used to following my granddaughter's sports events all over the Arkansas Valley. So this is just really a change in lifestyle for me and for all of us. I hope everyone out there is doing well. I hope you're staying healthy. I hope, even though we've been doing this for a while, I'm hoping and praying that everyone has gotten into the routine of hand washing and keeping your distance and isolating if you're not feeling well and doing all the things that we have been asked to do. I truly believe that this is the only way that we are going to get through this, as our doctors and our scientists and all of the people that know how work on a vaccine and something that can eradicate this hopefully from the face of the earth. I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about hope. Hope is something that can easily dim on the horizon when we are in the midst of a trial. But I think it is hope that really is the one thing that keeps us going. I tend to turn to the Bible for references to hope. One that I really like that I found in Psalm 27:14. Hope in the Lord, be strong, let your heart take courage. Hope in the Lord. Down just a few pages from that is Psalm 33:20. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. So now, Lord, what should I be waiting for? My hope is set on you. Psalm 39:7. So what are we waiting for? We're waiting for a restoration of health to all of those who have fallen sick. We're waiting for a healing of the heart for those who have lost loved ones during this time. We're waiting for a return to life as we knew it. We're looking for a return of our normal schedules. We're looking for a time when we can congregate with friends and family again and hug and shake hands and go out to dinner together and enjoy social activities and return to church and worship in the manner that we are used to worshiping. And I have every confidence that we are going to return to that. In the meantime, though, I wonder what lessons we are learning as we experience this trial. I know that my family, we have learned of different ways to communicate. My son lives overseas in the UK. My daughter and my granddaughter live here in town. Well, now that they're unable to come to my house, we used to do Skype with my son. We would get together on Saturday morning every once in a while, do breakfast together and Skype with him all from my house. When I did Skype with him this past weekend, I told him that the girls were unable to join us. But then my daughter texted me and told me that she had found a way to join up a Skype with more than two people. So we got that all figured out, and all of us were able to carry on the conversation. That was really fun. The following day, we did a FaceTime with my sister, who lives in New York, and my niece, who lives in Nashville, my daughter, or my grandmother, her house, and me, who was at my house. And then my daughter joined us later when she got home from work. These are all things that we had never really thought about before. The technology has always been there. We just had not experienced how to use it. So it's nice to know that that option is available. Our pastor has been providing a FaceTime service. In fact, this week, Facebook Live service. She's been doing that on Sunday, and also she is doing a special presentation during Holy Week of what it would have been like to have during Jesus' time during Holy Week, and what would a person have observed, and what would a person that was not in the know have thought about all that was going on. I thought that was kind of innovative and creative and different. Sunday, I got to listen to three different church services within a couple of hours, and like I told a couple of friends, didn't have to even use any gas to get there. So that was kind of neat. I think also maybe we're learning about what is really important. What are the things that we would just assume not bring back to our daily lives when we are able to resume our normal schedules? It's something that we might give serious thought to. If we were only allowed to bring certain elements of our life back with us, what would those elements be? What are the things that are most important to you? My sister did a wonderful FaceTime Live about laughter, how we have to laugh at ourselves. And I know I have laughed at myself more than once with some of the silly things that I have done. I know the other night my cat was, he likes to play around in this room back here where I'm broadcasting from. And there's all kinds of, I keep my recycling things back here until I can go to the recycle center. It's only open once every 2 weeks. So it accumulates. And I have plastic bottles back here in big sacks. And I have cardboard boxes that are empty and all those kind of things. And he loves to come back here and play, and I heard him making pretty substantial racket the other night, and I really wasn't paying attention because I assumed he was back here. All of a sudden it dawned on me when I heard some unusual rattling that he was up in my dish cabinet where I keep my dishes, and he was just about to knock all of my coffee cups off of their little hooks. So I had to laugh at myself because I really hadn't been paying him much attention, and here he was just raising all kinds of havoc. I have been in touch with some friends that, oh my goodness, this one lady, she and I worked together out at my place of employment, Fort Lyon VA Medical Center, for a year when I first moved out here in August of 1973. And even though we have communicated via Christmas cards just about every year, I don't think I had talked to her on the phone since she left here. So fun to connect with her again. And she's probably somebody that if we weren't in this situation, would probably not, we just probably wouldn't have called her. One thing that I really regret, for 2 years, maybe three now, I was putting a post on Facebook almost every night, and I was counting the days down, like for a post for today, for example, I would have said the 95th day or whatever of 2020 draws to a close. And then I would do a little summary of what my day was like, and I would do a sunset picture. I quit doing that on January 1st of 2020. And of all the years that I have been doing those memories, I sure wish I had done it this year. I'm thinking of creating a timeline and going back and making a little summary and then going on from here with those posts, because they would really mean a lot 5-10 years from now. So we'll see. if I decide to do that. Say, I just wanted to connect with folks tonight and once again apologize that I did not record this morning, but I hope that you'll listen to Wednesday or Thursday or whenever you get time. It's always on archives. You can listen to it whenever. I just want to say a little prayer before I go. I hope that everyone will, who's listening, will bow your heads and join me at this time. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in thanksgiving today for all of the many things that we do have, Lord. We thank you that we still have our friends and our family. We thank you for food and shelter. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the knowledge that you are ever present with us, even though we are experiencing this difficult situation at this time. Father, we thank you for all of those who are putting themselves, their lives, their time on the line to bring us through this. We thank you for all of our healthcare workers, Lord, our doctors, our nurses, our CNAs, all of the ancillary staff in hospitals and healthcare facilities, Lord. We thank you for their dedication. We thank you for their knowledge. We thank you for our truck drivers, Father, and our grocery store workers and all of the people that are still able to serve the public and that do that with the utmost of willingness and compassion. Father, we thank you for all of the restaurants that are providing takeout and that are providing meals sometimes to thousands of people free of charge. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the hearts that have opened up to those in need. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will be with those who have lost loved ones to this virus. Pray that you will be with those who are ill and in hospital and maybe even at home and not feeling well. We pray for your all-powerful healing hand. Heavenly Father, we pray for those who were experiencing difficulties before this COVID-19 virus ever came here. For those who are already ill, Father, for those who are already dealing with chronic pain, for those who are suffering the loss of a loved one or the loss of a job or financial stress or who were in abusive situations or addicted or exploited. Heavenly Father, this situation has just compounded things to make it all the worse for them. So we pray for your comfort and we pray for your presence and we pray for your peace. Father, we pray for our doctors and our scientists and all of those who are working to find a vaccine for this illness and a way to help people get well faster. We pray, Heavenly Father, for our leaders that they will make the right decisions to guide us through this with their recommendations of distancing and mask wearing and all of the things that we are doing. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will plant in the hearts of everyone an understanding of how serious this is and how serious this can be. We ask, Lord, for your healing hand on our nation and on the world as we face this pandemic. Father, we pray that you will be with our teachers who are doing online teaching, some of them for the first time ever, for parents who are dealing with children at home for the first time, parents who are now out of work. We pray, Father, for our seniors all over who are facing such a bitter disappointment of such disruption to their very special senior year. Father, we ask that you will plant in all of our hearts a hope of knowing that this is going to get better and a faith that you are with us through it all. Father, we pray that you'll be with our pastors who many of them are struggling with online communication and trying to minister to their congregations in an entirely new and different way. Lord, we ask that in the coming days, Father, that things will get better, that this pandemic curve is out, that we will see less and less hospitalizations, less and less illness, more and more recovery. Lord, although we won't be celebrating Holy Week and Easter in the way that we have in the past, help us to remember and be ever thankful for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the sacrifice that he made for us. Father, help us to hold in our hearts the magnitude of your gift to us in the resurrection of your Son, Jesus. Father, we ask that you will take each of us by the hand and hold on tight. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. With that, folks, I think I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye. I hope that you are all doing well. Please know that You're all in my thoughts and prayers. If there's anything you'd like to share with me, please feel free to email me at Patty Sheen, that's patti.sheen@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. If you would like to come on a show, I would enjoy that too. So reach out to me and let me know, and I'll be glad to hear from you. Please just put Step Into the Light in your subject line, though, on an email, because I get all kinds of email, and I'm really bad about keeping up with it on a timely basis. So if you would do that, I'd sure appreciate it. Remember that when you look back on the dark periods in your life, you may find they were not quite as dark as they seemed at the time. And when the light does shine again, it is so much brighter than you remembered. God bless you. Hope to have you with us next time.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites.